Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Reese Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuck always gets the first request. Little Grover Washington to get us started here with the great Phyllis Hyman. She's another one that. Did she commit suicide or she died from cancer?
I was going to say, I know she passed at a young, you know, pretty young age. I can't remember her cause of death.
I think it was cancer. Let me see. Phyllis Hyman. I always forget about what she died from. I know Donnie Hathaway killed himself.
Yeah, Donnie Hathaway. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, she died by suicide. After an extended struggle with her mental health, Hyman died by suicide in 1995 at her New York City apartment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought she had committed suicide, but I wasn't sure if it was that. I thought it was either that or cancer, but yeah, sad. So, but left us way too young. Great, great voice. I mean, didn't have a lot of hits or anything like that, but she just has a great singing voice.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, especially for this kind of music and all that good stuff. So this was from the Time Out of Mind? This was on that album. This is actually a pretty good album that he had for.
Yeah, it was the Time Out of Mind.
Time Out of Mind album, yep. Wasn't it? Yeah. Time Out of Mind is a Steely Dan song. Time Out of Mind. So that's a Steely Dan song. He did a cover of that song. So that's how I know that album. So how about that? Listen, how about that for old Chuck Reese?
I know, right?
Huh? Sometimes I'm not so brain dead, you know? All right, 404-726-0929. So Dukes and Bell had Arthur Smith on, as they do on Wednesdays. And, you know, it's really nice that the coach sits down with those guys and has a chance to talk with them face-to-face. Are they still in that broom closet up there?
Yeah, and okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was the closet that they were in.
Yes.
I thought they were, you know.
No,
I saw a picture of it today.
Yes. Yeah, they just put us all in the broom closet up there. So, yeah. I know how that feels. We were in the broom closet till midnight. Yeah, with the Swiffers and the mops and everything else along with it. So,
well, you know, they went early today. Practice was early today because they had to go get ready
for
London.
Yeah,
so they had
London,
they had to hang out up there for a little longer, like after the interviews than normal. Normally, the interviews are like kind of in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah,
they were in the 4 o'clock hour this time, so they had some time alone.
That listen, that does them some good up there. So, do they feed them when they go up there?
I haven't heard that they do. I don't know.
Because, well, Chris doesn't go up there with him, does he?
He did on the first show, I believe, but he hasn't the last two. No.
Okay. Because again, we had that draft party and they had all the food and everything up there. I wonder if they feed them at all. So, anyway, All right, so Arthur was on with Dukes and Bell earlier today. So let's, rather than play the interview, let's react to what he had to say in talking to the guys. Here's Arthur talking about replacing Troy Andersen.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you develop your roster. It's an unfortunate part. You look around the league, you know, they're not going to have Devin Lloyd. I mean, every team's got to deal with something. It's an unfortunate part about the NFL, but that's why these roster size, like the development matters so much. Like, I love the fact that we have practice squads that are bigger. It's more opportunity. Can things happen as the season goes on? You know, Nate played 2 weeks ago, played really well. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of different DBs, so week to week, to whatever your challenge is, you can put different packages out there. And that's our job, to problem solve.
Well, we talked about this earlier in the Falcons flyover about Nate Landman having played so well. But, you know, look, and I don't want to sound mean when I say this, but I know it's going to sound mean. I mean, there's a difference between losing David Bakhtiari and your best wide receiver and all these things and four of your starting offensive line versus losing Troy Andersen. Like, you can overcome a Troy Andersen injury. It's not like that when Deion Jones was in his prime that we've lost a guy like that. Troy Andersen is still a guy that's trying to figure his way out in the league. And, yes, he's done some nice things, but still trying to figure out his way and what his role is and what his lot in life is going to be in the league. So, you know, Landman doesn't feel like this over-the-cliff. Look, if you lose your starting quarterback, right? I mean, and I'm not even talking about for the Falcons, but it's not like losing Aaron Rodgers for the Jets. Let me say it like that, okay? Where your season's going to go off a cliff at that point. I think Landman can do some nice things, and I think he can be a capable backup. And that's really all you're looking for, right? That's really what you're looking for. You're not necessarily thinking that that guy's going to come out and play like a Pro Bowler, but if you got him and you've developed him and he fits within your system, you know, then he can step in and he can help contribute and he can help you win. All right, here's Coach Smith talking about taking Ritter with the good and the bad.
We're not going to get into scheme when he has it, but some of the things he operated, which was good. I mean, to be able to – some of those second longs we overcame, whether we were in empty or in drop back, it's good to see Kyle get going as he's progressing, getting, you know, hopefully back to where he was. But those are good confidence things. I mean, I thought he ran the route tree inside well. Some things he operated. You know, the ball placement, even the one he hit Kyle over the middle, we were in a kind of an empty look, and they gave us a certain look, and him and Kyle on the same page, and then the ball placement and some of those things to let us be, you know, effective somewhat, even when we had to go fast late. But, yeah, obviously, you know, the critical down, you know, that's why we love Dez. He's accountable. Right. There's a lot of guys in this league that try to make excuses, and even as coaches. Like, it's always going to start with me. If the mindset, whether it's Kyle or it's Jake or Chris, we all look what we can do better, and then, you know, as a unit and as a team, even defensively.
Well, look, you know, did Desmond Ridder miss some throws? Yeah. Hey, Jared Goff missed some throws, by the way, too. Jared Goff had that one play where that guy was running free and he was running in front of Jesse Bates and he completely missed him. That would have been a touchdown. Like, that was a touchdown play if he just hits him in stride. He was wide open, but he didn't hit him. So, again, it happens to all of these quarterbacks. Very few quarterbacks play flawless games. But I like Desmond Ridder, but if you take him away from what he does best, then you're going to have problems. If you ask too much of him, asking him to throw it 38 times and go out and win you a football game is not a recipe for success. I don't care what any of y'all think. It's not a formula for success. In the words of Dirty Harry, man's got to know his limitations. And I think that there's a lot of upside for Desmond Ridder, but he's not ready to go out and win you a whole bunch of ball games. That's what the collective is supposed to do. That's why you've invested in your defense to sack the quarterback. That's why you've paid your offensive line to run behind and slow the game down. Again, where do you think Matt Ryan would have been early in his career if he didn't have a Michael Turner? Have an 1,800-yard running back, a 1,500-yard running back behind him. Here's Coach talking about why not run more versus Detroit.
So, you know, going into the game, we kind of understood what their game plan was. I mean, we don't want to be the, you know, service academy and just sit, you know, with the static right. formations. So a lot of times you're trying to, you know, strategically you're trying to loosen them up and get some other things going. And you get behind the count, and we were in too many second and longs, and certainly in too many third and longs. And, you know, credit to Detroit, there's some things that we needed to operate cleaner, and we didn't. We didn't hit some of the, you know, plays we had a chance early to try, you know, take the initiative or steal some momentum. And then even as ugly as it felt, we had a chance after Jesse to put some pressure on him.
Right.
Right? We had the drive in the third quarter. We came with no points. So you're down 10, but you get the ball back at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Now you can put some pressure on him. And we didn't. And so that was disappointing, and that kind of was the turning point in the game. But, you know, as ugly as that, if you go in there and you can get it to 13-10, again, that's not nothing to write home about, but you got a chance. And that, so, you know, our guys are resilient. You know, there's some things that give Detroit credit. You know, they came out, we knew they were going to be wired up at home because the opposite of the week before. And it was a good, you know, some tough lessons. And if you have that mindset, we'll be better off because of it and be a better team.
You know, Day-Day, have we? How many times have we talked about, at least I've talked about, Detroit's an up-arrow franchise?
Yes.
Have I not said those exact words?
Yes.
Like, repeatedly? Mm-hmm. They had a successful season. They were 9-7 and not in the playoffs. They had a successful season last year. And that's why I've said before, if the Falcons are 9-7 and don't make the playoffs, I don't think the season's a failure. I don't think the season's a failure if they get there. But look, Detroit was amped up at home. They did what they had to do, and most importantly is they controlled both lines of scrimmage. That's what they did. They controlled both lines of scrimmage. We couldn't get after their quarterback. They were all over our quarterback. You don't have to break it down deeper than that. You don't have to get into some psychobabble mishigas of, you know, this, that, and the other. They beat us at both lines of scrimmage. We did not overcome the pressure that they put on us on the offensive line, and we weren't able, you know, to get pressure on their quarterback from our defensive line. No more complicated than that. It happens in the NFL. Again, what did we talk about yesterday? Teams that got sacked four times or more in the NFL. 9 quarterbacks got sacked 4 times or more in the NFL. They were 1-8. And that's only because one guy got sacked 5 times, his opponent got sacked 4. So again, get back to what your identity is. Get back to what your playing personality is. Get back to doing what you do well. I'm not telling you got to run it 14 times in a row like in that Cleveland game last year. But you've got to establish what your identity is and not coming out and throwing it and 12 of the first 18 plays and all this kind of stuff, and you're just hucking it around for the sake of saying you hucked it around and trying to trick them or catch them off guard or something like that. All right, last one. Here's Arthur talking about how the play calling changes when you're behind.
It all plays into it, right? What's the coverage? What are they trying to take away? So if they get a lead and then the advantage, what's the defense mindset? If they're aggressive and give you man, well, now you can win one-on-one. So it's kind of like that third down that Drake caught. They start bailing. Again, they think they have the advantage, and they're trying to play off or whatever. Yeah, then if you're trying to wait, yeah, they're going to have advantage on pass rush. So it's a give and take of, you know, chip or, you know, how you want to protect. Or you make them pay with some catch and runs. But when you become obvious, that's why when you get behind track, you know, some of the stuff you call a shot. There was 2 shots we called. Again, as soon as we came out the top of the drop off a fake, again, you'll never know. I mean, even
pressure.
You know, that's what happens. Yep. So those are the games within the games, and those aren't excuses. That's what happened. So, there's always give and take to that. And even some things in the run game, we try to be creative and try to get the Bijan in space and, Give Detroit credit, but I promise you this. Our guys will be ready to roll Sunday.
So is he kind of saying down and distance also influences, you know, when you get behind the chains and all that? Isn't that down and distance?
It's pretty much.
Yeah. Has anybody ever said that on this station or anything like that?
I know a guy.
Oh. Okay. Well, I mean, he basically predicted, you know, Dame was going to end up in Milwaukee about as good as anybody, you know. But no, look, I mean, look, and again, this team is not for all of their weapons, and I understand they've got all these offensive weapons. Their offensive weapons are built to get us in the end zone from the 20. That's what we're built for. Yeah, can Bijan run it 55 yards, you know, down? Yes. But we're built to score from inside the 20, and that's what we've got to do. And look, we're not built to be a second and 14 team. We're not built to be third and 15. We're not. I don't care how many weapons we've got and all this, that, and the other. We're not built to be a third and 15 team. No team in the NFL is built to be third and 15. Because when you've got that kind of down and distance and you become a one-dimensional offense, you're screwed. Because guess what most teams have? Guess what most teams have that we don't have? How about this? Guess what most of the really good teams in the league have that we don't have when you get into obvious situational football? They got that fire breather.
Yeah, coming off that edge.
Yeah, they got that fire breather. You think that the Browns are where they are because they have, I mean, again, they have a very talented roster. But have you seen that guy play? Seen that guy on the defensive front play? He completely changed up games. You seen Micah Parsons the first few weeks of the season? How much he's influenced games? When you become obvious on an offense and you get stuck and you get behind the chains, you know, you're not, even the good offenses are not going to be able to overcome that all the time. They're not. I mean, again, the Chiefs proved it a couple years ago in the Super Bowl. When they got behind, they got down in scoring and they got behind the chains because Tampa Bay was coming after them, they were screwed. That's what most teams are. I mean, you end up screwed. Now, you can overcome some of that, but a lot of times if it's consistent, you're not going to overcome all of it. And again, yes, I mean, your play calling is going to change when you get behind or this and the other. Part of it is how far you get behind, right? Part of it is also how far. If you're down by a field goal the whole way, you might not change a whole lot, but you're down by two scores, two touchdowns. Probably going to change some things up. All right, when we come back, time for That's Life. We'll get to our top 10 among a few other stories. Chuck, we're hanging out in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 910 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it. Chuckery Show 922 in the Kia Studios. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-726-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. By the way, at JMCH316, at D. Lewis for real. Couple of things here. Day-Day, this is kind of a crazy story. So, one of Cher's adult sons, Elijah Blue, who is the son of her and when Greg Allman got together. So that's their adult son, is Elijah Blue, okay? So she's been accused of hiring, and you know who Cher is, right? She's been accused of hiring four men to kidnap her son from a New York hotel room to prevent him from reconciling with his estranged wife. The shocking allegations are made in divorce papers filed by Marie Angela King, Elijah Blue's 36-year-old estranged wife, back in December of last year. They say that she was looking to have four people come to the room and remove Allman from the room before he could reconcile with this, I guess they're calling her like the crazy ex-wife. Now, who's the crazy one? The crazy ex-wife or Cher for trying to kidnap her son? Now, again, I don't know, you know, how true this is or what have you, but I could see Cher doing something like this, right? Like, I could see Cher do something like this. So the estranged wife, whose name is Angela King, she says, quote, I am currently unaware of my husband's well-being or whereabouts. I am very concerned and worried about him. Since August of 22, I have been told that I am not allowed to see or speak to Allman, who is currently in lockdown at a treatment facility that is undisclosed to me. I am also told Allman has no access to his phone. King's declaration ends with the plea, I understand his family's efforts to make sure he is well, and I want what is best for my husband. Cher was not available for comment.
That's something out of a movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's just craziness out there. So now, Is this Hollywood strike over now?
It appears to be. I mean, they did come to. I haven't had a chance to read, but the initial headlines that I saw, several, I kind of glanced at several headlines.
It seems
headlines.
Like nobody won in this thing.
Yeah,
like
they've just kind of come to terms to get back to work.
Yeah, exactly. Like okay, we're not changing up a lot, but we can't afford to have the status quo of not working.
Exactly.
We need to get back to work.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yep.
Like, we need to get back to paying actors to be millionaires and all this kind of right. stuff or whatever like that. So, listen, I mean, the best thing about the strike, we got John Cena and The Rock.
Exactly.
We got that back. Right. You know? I mean, yeah. Honestly, like, that's the best thing about the Hollywood strike is that we got John Cena and The Rock back on wrestling. So, there you go.
Which is interesting. So, wrestling writers, I guess, aren't part of the because I mean it's scripted, it's writer, they're writers,
yes.
But they're technically, I guess, they're not under that, huh?
I mean, I don't,
because talk show host people were involved,
but are those like I don't know who belongs to SAG, the Screen Actors Guild. Like, I don't know if that's writers that belong to that as well, but I mean, again, the WWE wouldn't be the same as like a Hollywood script writer.
I guess so, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Again, it may feel like that, but I'm not sure that technically they would be in that same kind
right.
of boat.
They probably, I mean, because I'm assuming you have to apply for that anyway
yes.
to be
yes.
part of that. So
yes.
none of them probably did that.
Today, Day-Day, is National World Dense Breast Day. Do you know what that is?
I have no clue.
So it is honoring people or raising awareness, as they say,
mm-hmm.
for women to get their breasts examined, to have mammogram
oh,
screenings
okay.
and all this kind of stuff.
Check for breast cancer. And
yes.
Okay.
And you know, the dense breast, right?
Okay.
Versus the again, none of them are bad, but that's another story for another day. And listen, I almost went down the road of this being our top 10. I was like, no,
glad you didn't.
I decided not to do all that. So that would be disrespectful. But so anyway, here's our top 10. So do you see Usher
yes.
is going to play the halftime show?
Yes.
What was Chris saying about Usher?
Chris Thomas, he was saying that he didn't feel like that was the bang, you know, like, you know.
Well, okay.
And listen, I'm an Usher fan, so I kind of understand where he's like. I wasn't wowed by the announcement,
right.
But does Usher have enough hits to do it? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
But again, I get his point.
Right.
I mean, can I be honest with you? Because here's our top 10 tonight, okay? The top 10 acts that have never played the Super Bowl but need to.
Mm-hmm.
And can I tell you, this list was not very easy to come up with because
there's a lot.
There's a lot of talented people,
mm-hmm.
but there aren't really a lot of wow artists. Like,
exactly.
I will tell you, Taylor Swift is the biggest musical artist
mm-hmm.
on the planet, and she's never, and the rumor was she was going to play the Super Bowl last year. Before Rihanna.
Right.
Well, they had asked her
yeah.
to play the Super Bowl, and she turned it down.
Mm-hmm.
Again, outside of her, because she's on my list,
same.
But outside of her, like, there's not a plethora of just wow your socks off types
right.
of names. So I'm curious to see what you have on your list.
Right.
So, Day-Day, the floor is yours.
All right. Well, to your point, I probably only have two, maybe three, that are kind of wows. They never played
mm-hmm.
it. So I'll go through the ones that are not necessarily wows, but they definitely have the hits to pull it off. Pitbull.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, Post Malone. I'm not a big fan, but musically, I know what he's been doing. So
yep.
he could pull it off. Jay-Z. Jay-Z, I think, could pull off a good halftime show. Ed Sheeran, I'm not a big fan. I don't not like him, but I think he can pull it off as well. Drake. And then, to your point, Taylor Swift. And my three wows, they haven't done it. Guns N' Roses,
mm-hmm.
Outkast, and Elton John.
All right, so very fitting about all of this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get some of the lower ones out of the way, I guess, if you will. I, for lack of a better term, country girls.
Okay.
I'm talking about like Carrie Underwood, right, and several like whoever, like, mm-hmm, like some of those, and not even Shania Twain, or maybe you could do, you know, like a Miranda Lambert, a Carrie, right, like if you had a group of those girls, okay, because again, this is going to kind of tie into my theme, because I don't think there are that many individual artists that can pull this off.
Right.
So I've got her. Garth Brooks.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, he would have well more than enough. And he's extremely entertaining. And yes, again, it'd be a different genre for the Super Bowl. Believe it or not, I had D. Rizzy and Friends.
Oh, wow.
So I think Drake,
right,
if you put him with collaborators, yeah, like that he's worked with and
over
all this
the
kind
years,
of stuff,
yeah,
like I could definitely see Drake, mm-hmm, doing a Super Bowl. I don't think Drake by himself moves, right, the meter, but if you brought other people out with him to do stuff,
right,
then I think that could work. Lionel Richie.
Oh, wow, that's a good one. That's a good one, yeah.
You know, again, they like their old acts, right?
Mm-hmm.
They like their old acts, so Lionel Richie. She's got the hits. Dua Lipa.
That's a good one.
And with the Barbie movie and all that stuff,
that's
I mean,
a good one.
I think she's one of those pop girls, mm-hmm, that's got now a collection of hits,
yes,
that she's a major star and could pull that off. Now, again, I said Taylor Swift. I mean, that's the biggest musical act on the planet that hasn't, right, done the Super Bowl. Outkast is on my list as well because, again, that should have happened here,
yeah,
when they were in Atlanta.
Here, yeah.
Yes. I did have Elton John on my list as well because, yeah, again, when you think about timeless music,
mm-hmm,
Elton is on that list. And it's funny because I had Metallica / Guns N' Roses.
Wow.
You could do, if you did Metallica and, yeah, Guns N' Roses together in an act like that,
yeah, yep,
you could do the Enter Sandman, mm-hmm, Welcome to the Jungle. Like, again, you could combine, yes, all of that stuff. And then one last one, and I was thinking kind of like out of the box, but okay, do you know who No Doubt is?
Yeah, Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani,
yeah,
and all that. Like that.
Yeah.
So if they reunited, you could put her up there. You could get her husband, mm-hmm, up there as well. You could get, what's her, Eve,
yeah,
you know, up there as well
song,
to sing,
yeah,
the songs with her that they did together, you know.
Yep.
They did multiple songs,
yep,
together. So, you know, you could get somebody like Gwen Stefani that has some crossover appeal,
right,
to do a Super Bowl show like that.
Yeah.
Her husband's, you know, the country singer.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? I don't even know what his name
is. But
yeah,
Blake Shelton, right?
Oh, yeah, Blake Shelton. Yeah. So her husband, Blake Shelton. And again, like I said, Eve and all, mm-hmm, that. So, like, you could cross-pollinate, you know, enough songs. Because, again, you know, part of it's catalog, but they don't do the whole song. So, I mean, you don't,
right,
have to, you don't play for an hour. But, I mean, again, just a cross-pollination of songs,
right,
that's out there. So, anyway. All right, hit us up with your list as well when we get more nonsense as we head to the top of the hour. And are you on at the top of the hour?
Yes, I am.
All right, we'll talk about that next. Tucker in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio Net to the Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuckery Show. Head to the top of the hour, we will hand it off to our producer. Day-Day has got Prep Sports Nation coming up. What do you got going on tonight, man?
got lined it up tonight with a lot of coaches tonight, kind of, you know, because, you know, typically it's student athletes. I kind of mix it up, you know, but it's usually majority student athletes with maybe a coach or two. But tonight I kind of want to really kind of highlight some of the coaches out there. So we've got, man, Coach, matter of fact, your guy, well, he's not your guy, but your alma mater, Coach Pruitt from Roswell. You know, they got a
big, that's not my alma mater. I mean, well, I didn't go to high school.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, you're a fighting.
As I say, fear the sting.
Right.
I mean, yeah. So, I mean, I am.
I know you champion them. Put it that way.
I am the UN ambassador for Roswell. So,
but
you'd have to contact the Jackson High School football program up in Madison, Ohio.
Right,
to
for your,
get my alma mater. So,
but got Coach Pruitt on tonight. Also, Coach Corey Jarvis. He'll be on tonight as well. He's the head coach over at Lithia Springs, and then Coach Mike Turchin, North Cobb Warriors softball. They're quietly doing very well, 17-0 on the season, and so just like I said, reached out to a lot of coaches this time around, and just going to catch up with all of them.
Have you got your game?
Actually going to do the Roswell Blessed Trinity game.
Oh, okay.
So
is that at Roswell?
At Blessed Trinity.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, but you know, I mean, they're stones throw away from each other,
exactly.
Literally.
Yeah.
They can walk to that game.
So their stadium is on campus, right? Blessed Trinity?
Yeah, both stadiums are on their campuses, yes.
Well, yeah, I know where Roswell's stadium is.
Right, but
I
mean, Blessed Trinity's is on their campus,
okay.
You know, but their campus is very wide, kind of.
Yes.
Like, it takes up a lot of space.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, so, all right, that's the game that you are going to.
Yeah, and I don't know if they still do it, but, man, I remember one time, it's been some years, one time I went to a BT game. I think they might have been playing Marist. This was about probably 5 years ago, but man, they were tailgating out there and everything, man. Like, they were really getting it in before the game.
They get it on, you know. I mean, those Catholic high schools and stuff. You know, we had, so where I'm from, up in Canton, Ohio, probably the most famous Catholic school would have been Canton Central Catholic, and that's where, I believe that's where Alan Page played football. You know who Alan Page is? The Hall of Famer from the Minnesota. So he was from Canton, Ohio, and I think he played at Canton Central Catholic high school. And so Blessed Trinity is a school, you know, like that. But that's cool. Maybe, who knows? You never know if I will show up to, you know, see you out there or whatever.
Yeah,
like
you
that,
should come on out, man. I was telling Chris the same thing. Chris has never been to a high school football game here in Georgia.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Well, I can't say that. I mean, usually my daughter is going, I'm shuttling my daughter and her friends.
Right.
You know, to game. Again, her boyfriend plays for Woodstock.
Right.
And so usually it's either Cherokee football where she goes, Woodstock football to see him play. Mm-hmm. And if they play, like, you know, we were there a few weeks ago when Woodstock played River Ridge,
right?
And by the way, that's, you know, so Maria Martin, her husband is the quarterbacks coach, I believe, or something like that for River Ridge High School.
Oh wow, okay.
So he's a high school coach, and they crushed Woodstock. Woodstock's not very good. I think that's why my daughter's boyfriend is playing as a freshman.
Gotcha. They need the numbers.
Yeah,
they need the bodies.
They need some players there. So but they've not been very good. But you know, again, it's fun, and you know, going around mostly Cherokee County football and stuff like that. Seeing what's going on out there. But maybe, you know, again, if she's not running around to games and stuff like that, maybe I'll swing by there or something.
Let me know, man. So. Yeah, definitely. Be fun. That'd be fun. Have the Chuckster on the sideline.
Oh, yeah. We'll mix it up with Sam. At that point, we're going to bust Sam's agates. Yeah, we're calling into the show, and we're busting agates on Sam. I mean, God forbid. I mean, him and Coach Parker. I mean, so.
Yeah.
Who is Dom producing then?
Dom will be producing. Okay. Garrett will be – or no, you know what? Is this the week? No, this week. So this week, Dom's not producing. Garrett's producing. And then Eric Slaughter should be going to the – he's going to the North Hall and North Oconee game.
And where's Dylon going?
I
huh? What? Oh. Well, I mean, his girlfriend Simone is probably on at one of the games as well. Oh, so they're too big for the high school scoreboard show. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I mean, you know, listen, I mean, I know he's, you know, busy producing the Morning Shaft and, you know, all that good kind of stuff. So, by the way, the Braves have tied this game back up. Marcell Ozuna has homered in the game to make it 4-4. That's 37 homers, I believe. Is it 37 for Marcell Ozuna? Is it 37 or 38?
Two more tonight. So now they're, what, needing four?
Yeah. So I believe it's 37 for Marcell Ozuna. Yes, Marcell Ozuna's 37th homer, and he's got 93 RBI for the year. 37 and 93. That's a big time number. Big time number to put out there. So again, we've got Thursday night football coming up tomorrow. We've got obviously the high school scoreboard show. What's the big game this weekend in high school football?
Ooh, the Blessed Trinity game, okay. Local in the metro. The Blessed Trinity and Roswell is a big game because they're now, you know, they're same region and everything. Because, you know, BT got moved up, so they're same region. And who else? There's a few others. I'm drawing a blank right now. The game Eric's going to is a pretty big game too. North Hall and North Oconee, that's another big one. So there's several pretty good. Pretty good games. Walton and North Paulding, that's another good one. I think that's a non-region game, but both teams, if I'm not mistaken, I know Walton for sure is undefeated. And I believe Paulding, North Paulding's unbeaten as well. So it's a battle of undefeateds in that game right there. So few good games, matchups this weekend and this Friday. And, you know, it's just fun, man. Fun stuff. I'll actually be going to Boulder on Saturday. I'm going to see Prime and see if he
really
can rebound. And
well, they got Southern Cal this weekend.
Yeah, they do.
Wow.
And no Travis, so
yeah, no doubt. I mean, that was an ugly hit, you know, on him. I mean, that was I don't know if it was a cheap shot or not, but
it definitely warranted a penalty.
Yes. Well, I mean, probably should have been a suspension, too, but I mean, you know, something.
But nothing else, there should have been some type of in-game penalty.
Yeah.
But even my dad, he's an official, and he said the same thing. So yeah, that's going to kind of be it for me this weekend because of going to Boulder. So I'll only get to do the game Friday night, Blessed Trinity and Roswell, and then I'm on a plane. My flight leaves 7:30 Saturday morning.
Really?
Yep. Okay. I'll land, and because my wife and kids, so our break is this week.
Break
is this week. So they left this morning. I've actually been up since 4:20 this morning. I have not had any sleep.
Good.
So.
Awesome. Lord loves a working man.
So I dropped them off at the airport, went and worked out, took her car to get an oil change, came up here for a little bit, went home, did some work to get ready for my show so that I wouldn't have to deal with it because obviously doing Dukes and Bell and producing your show, I wouldn't have had no time. And so came back up here and ready to rock and roll.
So when we get back together on Tuesday, we will have a major announcement. How about like that? We'll just tease it as a major announcement that will be coming up on the John Chuckery show. Well, multiple shows, but John Chuckery for me. Mm-hmm. So again, we'll have that on Tuesday. All right, we got to get out of here. Let's do the Love TKO coming up next. Chuckery in the Kia Studios, Sports Right Now to the Game, Odyssey.com map.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuckery Show. Head to the top of the hour, we will hand it off to our producer. Day-Day has got Prep Sports Nation coming up. What do you got going on tonight, man?
Got lined it up tonight with a lot of coaches tonight. Kind of, typically it's student athletes. I kind of mix it up, you know, but it's usually majority student athletes with maybe a coach
sure.
or two. But tonight I kind of want to really kind of highlight some of the coaches out there. So we've got... matter of fact, your guy, he's not your guy, but your alma mater, Coach Pruitt from Roswell. You know, they got a
big... Well, that's not my alma mater. I didn't go to high school in
Roswell.
Well,
I mean, yeah, but I mean, you're fighting...
I was going to say, listen, fear the sting.
Right.
I mean, yeah, so I mean, I am...
I know you champion them, the, put
yes,
it that way.
I am the UN ambassador for
right.
Roswell, so...
But,
You'd have to contact the Jackson High School... football program up in Madison, Ohio
right,
to
for your,
get my
right.
alma mater. So,
but got Coach Pruitt on tonight. Also, Coach Corey Jarvis, he'll be on tonight as well. He's the head coach over at Lithia Springs. And then Coach Mike Turchin, North Cobb Warriors softball. They're quietly doing very well, 17-0 on the season. And like I said, reached out to a lot of coaches this time around and just going to catch up with all of them.
Have you got your game?
Actually going to do the Roswell Blessed Trinity game.
Oh, okay.
So
is that at Roswell?
At Blessed Trinity.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, but you know, I mean, they're stones throw away from each other,
exactly.
Literally.
Yeah.
They can walk to that game.
Where? So their stadium is on campus, right? Blessed Trinity?
Yeah, both stadiums are on their campuses, yes.
Well, yeah, I know where Roswell's stadium
right,
is.
Right, but
I
mean, Blessed Trinity's is on their campus,
okay,
yes.
Okay,
you know, but their campus is very wide, kind of.
Yes.
Like, it takes up a lot of space.
Yes, yeah. I mean, so All right, that's the game that you that
yeah,
you are going
yeah.
to.
And okay. I don't know if they still do it, but man, I remember one time, it's been some years, one time I went to a BT game. I think they might have been playing Marist. This was about probably 5 years ago, but man, they were tailgating out there and everything, man. Like, they were really getting it in before the game.
They get it on, you know? I mean, those Catholic high schools and stuff. You know, we had, so where I'm from, up in Canton, Ohio, probably the most famous Catholic school would have been Canton Central Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, I believe that's where Alan Page played football. You know who Alan Page is, the Hall of Famer from the Minnesota? So he was from Canton, Ohio, and I think he played at Canton Central Catholic high school. And so Blessed Trinity is a school, you know, like that. But that's cool. Maybe, who knows? You never know if I will show up to, you know, see you out there or whatever.
Yeah,
like
you
that,
should come on out, man. I was telling Chris the same thing. Chris has never been to a high school football game here in Georgia.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Well, I can't say that. I mean, usually my daughter is going, I'm shuttling my daughter and her friends.
Right.
You know, to game. Again, her boyfriend plays for Woodstock.
Right.
And so usually it's either Cherokee football where she goes, Woodstock football to see him play. Mm-hmm. And if they play, like, you know, we were there a few weeks ago when Woodstock played River Ridge.
Right.
And by the way, that's, you know, so Maria Martin, her mm-hmm. husband is the quarterbacks coach, I believe, or something like that for River Ridge High School.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he's a high school coach, and they crushed Woodstock. Woodstock's not very good. I think that's why my daughter's boyfriend is playing as a freshman.
Gotcha. Because they need the numbers.
Yeah,
they need the
yeah,
bodies.
They need some players there. So but they've not been very good. But you know, again, it's fun, and mm-hmm. You know, going around mostly Cherokee County football and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Seeing what's going on out there, but maybe, you know, again, if she's not running around to games and stuff like that, maybe I'll swing by there or something.
Let me know, man. So. Yeah, definitely. Be fun. That'd be fun. Have the Chuckster on the sideline.
Oh, yeah. We'll mix it up with Sam. At that point, we're going to bust Sam's agates. Yeah, we're calling into the show, and we're busting agates on Sam. I mean, God forbid. I mean, him and Coach Parker. I mean, so.
Yeah.
Who,
yeah.
Is Dom producing then?
Dom will be producing. Okay. Garrett will be. Or no, you know what? Is this the week? No, this week. So this week, Dom's not producing. Garrett's producing. And then Eric Slaughter should be going to the – he's going to the North Hall and North Oconee game.
And where's Dylon going? What? Oh. Well, I mean, his girlfriend Simone is probably on at one of the games as well.
No.
Oh, so they're too big for the high school scoreboard show. Oh, okay, all right, okay. I mean, you know, listen. I mean, I know he's, you know, busy producing the Morning Shaft and, you know, all that good kind of stuff. So, by the way, the Braves have tied this game back up. Marcell Ozuna has homered in the game to make it 4-4. That's 37 homers, I believe. Is it 37? For Marcell Ozuna, is it 37 or 38?
Two more tonight. So now they're, what, needing four?
Yeah. So I believe it's 37 for Marcell Ozuna. Yes, Marcell Ozuna's 37th homer, and he's got 93 RBI for the year. 37 and 93. That's a big-time number. Big-time number to put out there. So again, we've got Thursday night football coming up tomorrow. We've got obviously the high school scoreboard show. What's the big game this weekend in high school football?
Ooh, the Blessed Trinity game, okay. Local in the metro. The Blessed Trinity and Roswell is a big game because they're now, you know, they're same region and everything. Because, you know, BT got moved up,
mm-hmm.
So they're same region. And who else? There's a few others. I'm drawing a blank right now. The game Eric's going to is a pretty big game too. North Hall and North Oconee. That's another big one. So there's several pretty good games. pretty good games. Walton and North Paulding, that's another good one. I think that's a non-region game, but both teams, if I'm not mistaken, I know Walton for sure is undefeated. I believe Paulding, North Paulding's unbeaten as well. So it's a battle of undefeateds in that game right there. So a few good games, matchups this weekend and this Friday. And, you know, it's just fun, man. Fun stuff. I'll actually, you know what? I'll actually be going to Boulder on Saturday. I'm going to see Prime and see if he
really
can rebound. And
well, they got Southern Cal this weekend.
Yeah, they do.
Wow.
And no Travis, so.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that was an ugly hit, you know, on him. I mean, that was, I don't know if it was a cheap shot or not, but
it definitely warranted a penalty.
Yes. Well, I mean, probably should have been a suspension.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, something.
But
I mean,
if nothing else,
yeah,
there should have been some type of in-game penalty.
Yeah.
But even my dad, he's an official, and he said the same thing. So yeah, that's going to kind of be it for me this weekend because of going to Boulder. So I'll only get to do the game Friday night, Blessed Trinity and Roswell. And then I'm on a plane. My flight leaves 7:30 Saturday morning.
Really?
Yep. Okay. I'll land and because my wife and kids, so our break is this week. Our fall
okay.
break is this week. So they left this morning. I've actually been up since 4:20 this morning. I have not had any sleep.
Good.
So.
Lord loves a working man.
So I dropped them off at the airport, went and worked out, took her car to get an oil change, came up here for a little bit, went home, did some work to get ready for my show so that I wouldn't have to deal with it because obviously doing Dukes and Bell and producing your show, I wouldn't have had no time. And so came back up here and ready to rock and roll.
So when we get back together on Tuesday, we'll have a major announcement. How about like that? We'll just tease it as a major announcement that will be coming up on the John Chuckery show. Well, multiple shows, but John Chuckery for me. Mm-hmm. So again, we'll have that on Tuesday. All right, we got to get out of here. Let's do the Love TKO coming up next. Chuckery in the Kia Studios, Sports Right Now to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.